RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you the news. News from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We will continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. Then we will end our program with Listener's Mailbag. That's our program for today, listener. And now let's stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Labor rally must not create bigger problems, according to Yusuf Kala. Pertamina woos Myanmar retail fuel business. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala said that rallies staged by laborers must not create bigger problems. However, he allowed laborers to stage rally as long as they are done in an orderly manner. Yusuf Kala said on Saturday, February 6, laborers will be in difficulties if the economy worsens, so the rallies should not create bigger problems. He also said rallies are common because Indonesia is a democratic country, yet they must not break the law or disrupt security. For the record, President of the Confederation of Indonesian Workers Union, Said Iqbal, previously said that the labor staged the rally to reject layoffs and low wages. He also said that many laborers are threatened with layoffs because a number of companies no longer extend work contracts of their workers. State energy company Pertamina is optimistic to begin selling fuel to retail customers in Myanmar and Cambodia this year, as it seeks to expand business in the Southeast Asia region. Pertamina is bidding to sell oil fuel in Myanmar with Myanmar Petroleum Products Enterprise, MPPE, and expects to receive the bidding results in the next 3 weeks. Ahmad Bambang, Pertamina's marketing director, said in a recent message to the Jakarta Globe that under the bidding proposal, Pertamina and MPPE would establish a joint venture to sell co-branded oil fuels. Pertamina would operate 18 fuel depots and 12 fuel stations across the Mekong country through the joint venture. Pertamina is also considering an offer from a Cambodia firm to sell fuel in the country. In Cambodia, Pertamina could sell its fuel under Pertamina brands and operate its own fuel station, but it could not have a fuel depot. The state energy company have been trying to expand its downstream business abroad, in particular in the Southeast Asian countries. The Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank AIIB has named senior Indonesian government official Luki Eko Wuryanto as Vice President and Chief Administration Officer. Luki Eko Wuryanto, the Deputy Minister for Infrastructure and Acceleration and Regional Development at the Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, is also a member of the Board of Commissioners of State-owned Port Operator Pelabuhan Indonesia II. He will lead the planning, implementation, and supervision of human resources management, information technology, facilities, and administration services at AIIB. The newly formed AIIB also announced other names to fill top positions at the bank. This is an exceptionally strong and committed group who brings wide and varied experience and a wealth of expertise that will serve the bank well as it commences operation. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Ambassador for Sweden and Latvia, Raden Bagas Hapsoro, took a visit to some of tourist destinations in Indonesia, including Banyuwangi, East Java. He believes that a number of travel destinations in Banyuwangi can be promoted to Sweden. Mount Ijen Alas Purwo National Park and Meru Betiri National Park are among the destinations that caught his eye. Banyuwangi had also won the UNWTO Award in Madrid, Spain. The award was handed over by the World Tourism Organization for the city's innovations in developing its tourism potential. Other regions such as Aceh, Manado, and Palu are also in the ambassador's list of travel destinations to visit. Swedish tourists prefer ecotourism, he explained when he visited Banyuwangi, East Java. Mount Soputan, located in the border of Southeast Minahasa Regency and South Minahasa Regency in North Sulawesi Province, on Saturday erupted again. There were two eruptions. The first one happened early in the morning on Saturday at 4 a.m. local time, and the second one was quite big at 5 p.m. Head of Minahasa Regency Disaster Mitigation Agency Yopi Mokodasi in Ratahan said hot clouds and volcanic ashes soon from the crater of the mountain headed to the east and southeast direction from the mountain. The hot clouds were seen heading east and southeast, and several areas nearby were already hit by the volcanic ashes rain. Yopi also said that Minahasa Regency Disaster Mitigation Agency was coordinating with the observation post of Mount Soputan located in Silian District. He also said that the agency had urged people not to do any activities near the mountains. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Labor rally must not create bigger problems, according to Vice President Yusuf Kala, Pertamina's Wus Myanmar retail fuel businesses. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back with me, Rahma, in our weekly segment, News from Across the Country, which presents you various interesting events from across the country during the week. Listener, the first news comes from Trenggalek, East Java. A group of fishermen in the coast of Prigi Beach, Trenggalek Regency, East Java, plan to hold traditional miniature boat race, namely Prigi Fest 2016, on February 19 to the 21st. Head of Paguyuban Lare Trenggalek Association, Anjar Priyadi Putra, told Antara State News Agency said that this event is held for the second time after Prigi Fest 2015 was successful and enthusiastically welcomed. He explained that idea of miniature boat race came up a year ago to facilitate local fishermen who do not catch fish in its season. Skills of some fishermen in making miniature boats then inspire some local teenagers to provide creativity for the fishermen in the race, as well as small and medium business or UMKM exhibition. According to Anjar, local people want to introduce the culture and creativity of people in Prigi Coast in a national festival. He hoped that Prigi Festival can improve people's economy through the selling of Selerek miniature boat, typically Prigi, which is sold up to 3 million rupiah to 7 million rupiah per piece. Anjar added that besides miniature boat race competition with millions of rupiah for prize, Prigi Festival will also be enlivened with various entertainment activities and other competitions like fashion show, translation competition from Indonesian language to Javanese language, coloring competition for kids, as well as small and medium business exhibition. The second news comes from Mukomuko Regency, Bengkulu Province, Sumatra Island. Mukomuko Regency Government, Bengkulu Province, invited PT Telkom Indonesia state-owned telecommunication company to make digital park for people in the area. Mukomuko Region, Tarmizi, said the regency invited PT Telkom to make internet network in the park located in Mukomuko District. Then all local people, both the young and the old, can access this internet. Furthermore, he hoped this digital park can give benefit to people, especially students, to improve human resources by getting information through internet. The last news comes from Morotai Islands, North Maluku. Morotai Islands Regency Government, North Maluku, plans to build historical tourism in the location when bomb from the Second World War was found in sand field in Jubela Village, South Morotai District. Last Wednesday, Morotai Regency Government from Culture and Tourism Service, along with police, National Air Force, and the management of the Second World War Museum, observe the location of the bomb finding. The bomb, according to Muhlis Eso from the museum management, will not be moved because the location will become historical tourism built by Morotai Regency government. In the location, he said, there is still more bomb because it became bomb destruction place. The bomb found in Sandfield is the heritage of the U.S. Allied Forces in 1944. The bomb reaches 250 kilograms with the length of 135 centimeters. Another reason to choose the location as historical tourism is because cave of Japanese soldiers and graves of Allied Forces were found. In the cave, war equipment, shoes, and cooking utensils of Japanese soldiers were found. The cave and graves have not been published, but the plan of Morotai Regency government to build this historical tourism starts to be published. Well, listener, that ends news from across the country from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Rahman. Thanks for listening.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from the state in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with 1819. Sir Thomas Stamford Raffles leaves Singapore after just taking it over, leaving it in the hands of William Farquhar. Sir Thomas Stamford Raffles was born on July 6, 1781, and was passed away on July 5, 1826, was a British statesman, Lieutenant General of British Jawa, and Governor General of Bengkulen, best known for his founding of Singapore. He was also heavily involved in the conquest of the Indonesian island of Java from Dutch and French military forces during the Napoleonic Wars and contributed to the expansion of the British Empire. He was also an amateur writer and wrote a book titled The History of Java in 1817. Raffles declared the foundation of what was to become modern Singapore on February 6, securing the transfer of control of the island to the East Indian Company. Farquhar was officially named the resident of Singapore as Raffles was named as agent to the most noble, the Governor General with the states of Riau, Lingen and Johor. Although ownership of the post was to be exclusively British, explicit orders were given to Farquhar to maintain free passage of ships through the Strait of Singapore, and a small military presence was established alongside the trading post. After issuing orders to Farquhar and the remaining Europeans, Raffles left the next day on February 7, 1819. Next is something from 1986, 28 years of one family rule end in Haiti when President Jean-Claude Duvalier flees the Caribbean nation. Jean-Claude Duvalier, nicknamed Baby Dog, was the president of Haiti from 1971 until his overthrow by a popular uprising in 1986. He succeeded his father, François Papa Dog Duvalier, as the ruler of Haiti after the latter's death in 1971. After assuming power, he introduced cosmetic changes to his father's regime and delegated much authority to his advisors, though thousands of Haitians were killed or tortured and hundreds of thousands fled the country. He maintained a notoriously lavish lifestyle, including a state-sponsored $2 million wedding in 1980, and made millions from involvement in the drug trade and from selling body parts from dead Haitians, while poverty among his people remained the most widespread of any country in the Western Hemisphere. And the last item is something from 1935. The classic board game Monopoly is invented. Monopoly is a board game that originated in the United States in 1903 as a way to demonstrate that an economy which rewards wealth creation is better than one in which monopolists work under few constraints, and to promote the economic theories of Henry George and particularly his idea about taxation and women's rights. The current version was first published by Parker Brothers in 1935, subtitled The Fast-Dealing Property Trading Game. The game is named after the economic concept of monopoly, the domination of a market by a single entity. Since the board game was first commercially sold in the 1930s, it became very popular worldwide. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Listener, this is highlight of the week from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, entitled KPK Commissioners Reject KPK Law Revision. Listener, legislation body of the Indonesian House of Representatives cancelled a hearing with the Corruption Eradication Commission, or KPK, on the revision of Law No. 30, year 2002, about KPK, which was held on Thursday, February 4. The reason is the absence of KPK commissioners. They were represented by KPK spokeswoman Yuyu Andriati, Deputy Information and Data of KPK Hari Budiarto, and KPK Legal Bureau Setiadi. When Deputy Chairman of Legislation Body from the National Mandate Party faction, Toto Daryanto, opened the hearing, Deputy Chairman of Legislation Body from Golkar Party, Firman Subagio, interrupted. According to him, KPK commissioners should come to have dialogue with legislation body about rejection of KPK on the revision of law. Firman then proposed that the hearing be cancelled. Legislation body member from the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, or PDIP, Hendrawan Supratikno, agreed with Firman. According to him, the hearing shouldn't be continued, because many legislation body members wanted the hearing to be cancelled, Toto, as the hearing leader, then decided to cancel it. Previously, KPK commissioners have stated they wouldn't attend the hearing. They refused to give input because the current law is still adequate and it doesn't need revision. KPK spokeswoman Yuyu Andriati made the statement. KPK suggested the government and the House put forward discussion about some laws on corruption eradication, namely Harmonization of Law on Corruption No. 31/2009 and Asset Deprivation. According to them, harmonization of criminal code and criminal code procedures should be prioritized. Not only KPK commissioners who reject KPK law revision, various groups of people have expressed their rejection to. There are 4 points of revision that are considered to weaken the Corruption Eradication Commission. They are the formation of the Commission Supervision Council, Authority on Investigation Termination Warrants or SP3, Regulation on Wiretapping and Authority of KPK to appoint their own investigators. Last Thursday, cross-religion figures in Jakarta said in a press conference, there is an effort of weakening the commission. The figures are Sinta Nuria Wahid from Islam, Johan Effendi from Islam, Kiai Haji Iman Aziz from Islam, Romo Johannes Haryanto from Catholic, Priest Chris Gosal from Protestant, Nyoman Udayana Sangging from Hindu, and Ben Raha from Sikh. They reminded the Indonesian President Joko Widodo to seriously lead corruption eradication, as he stated in various occasions and in his promises during presidential campaign. They also asked the president to take firm, accurate, and measured steps to solve the weakening of the commission. These religious figures also called for all religious figures and religious organizations to voice movement to eradicate corruption, to realize clean people and clean government. Listener, that ends highlight of the week from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the week in review, which will bring you news on what happened in Indonesia this week. Let's start from Monday, January the 1st, 2016. Three Indonesian female climbers, part of the Women of Indonesia 7 Summit Expedition Mahitala Unpar team, managed to reach the top of Mount Aconcagua in Argentina. Head of publication of the team, Alphonse Hartanto, stated in Bandung on Monday that the red and white flag has been hoisted by the female climbers of the team at the peak of Mount Aconcagua on January the 31st at 5:45 a.m. local time. Move now to Tuesday. The Health Ministry spokesperson Oscar Primadi said on Tuesday the government will impose alert status for Zika virus. According to Oscar, the government imposes alert status because there has been no case of Zika virus in Indonesia that causes death. Meanwhile, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung said on Wednesday that the summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in Jakarta will be attended by 56 heads of state and government, 4 observers, representatives of the United States, the United Nations, and the European Union. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi remarked that the summit was expected to resolve the Palestinian issue and make a breakthrough for peace in the Middle East. Next is Thursday. An earthquake measuring 4.9 on the Richter scale jolted the East Nusa Tenggara province capital of Kupang at 4:27 a.m. Central Indonesia Standard Time on Thursday. Local Meteorological, Climatological and Geophysics Agency Acting Chief Iksan remarked in Kupang on Thursday that the quake did not have the potential to trigger a tsunami, but it was strong enough to prompt the local people to scramble out of their house in panic. Now, Friday, Indonesia will host the 30th World Post Conference of the International Association of Ports and Harbors in 2017. Spokesperson of the State Port Operator PT Pelabuhan Indonesia or Pelindo 3, Edi Prayitno, noted in Jakarta on Friday that the conference would serve as a platform to share experiences and common interests on certain issues faced by port officials globally. And last is the news from Saturday. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that rallies staged by Labour must not create bigger problems. However, he allowed Labour to stage rally as long as they are done in an orderly manner. Labour will be in difficulties if the economy worsens, so the rallies should not create bigger problems, he said on Saturday, February the 6th. Well, that was the week in review over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now to bring you news in brief. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that rallies staged by Labour must not create bigger problems. State energy company Pertamina is optimistic to begin selling fuel to retail customers in Myanmar and Cambodia this year as it seeks to expand business in the Southeast Asian region. The Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank has named senior Indonesian government official Lucky Eko Wuryanto as Vice President and Chief Administration Officer. Indonesian Ambassador for Sweden and Latvia Raden Bagas Hapsoro took a visit to some of tourist destinations in Indonesia including Banyuwangi and believes that a number of travel destinations in the area can be promoted to Sweden. Mount Soputan, located in the border of Southeast Minahasa Regency and South Minahasa Regency in North Sulawesi Province on Saturday erupted again. There were two eruptions. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, you are still listening to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin Program. For feedback about the program, you can send us email to info@voi.co.id, info@voi.co.id, or english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. You can also send a letter to PO Box 1157, Central Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Listener, coming up next, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesian tourism, including places of interest, culture and tradition, also Indonesian cuisine. Today, I will introduce gembus, typical snack from Gombong, Central Jawa. So stay tuned at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides through the shortwave, you can also listen to this broadcast via www.voi.co.id. Kebumen are on track across the southern island of Java. Public transport between cities in Kebumen is served by buses and trains. Kebumen station Gombong and Karanganyar are the big stations in Kebumen, and in addition, there are other small stations like Prembun, Soka, Kota Winangun. Besides having the tourist places of interest, Kebumen also has special food, one of which is gembus. Gembus is typical and unique and only found in the areas of Gombong in Kebumen. Gembus is a snack that basic ingredients is cassava. How to make it is very easy. First, you peel the cassava, then wash and shred it using machine. After that, the grated cassava is seasoned and steamed to make a dough. And then added a little flour. The dough is then formed into a long and coiled string. Some say it is similar like the number 0 or like the letter O. Gembus is then ready to be fried and eaten. So this gembus is normally prepared by the seller in the form of ready to fry. Gembus sellers usually sold using angkringan, which is carried in the shoulders of the sellers. In one part of this angkringan, they put the gembus ready to fry, while on the other part is a stove, or usually called anglo in a local language. The uniqueness of this gembus seller is that they always bring sentir, which is lamp made from tin cans with kerosene as the fuel. And then there is also a small axe to light it up. To fry gembus, usually people will use this anglo. which is a sort of stove made of clay, and fuel is usually charcoal. Well, this is in the past. But now many sellers of gembus use kerosene stove or even gas stoves. Gembus is usually fried in deep oil, hot oil, so you can call it deep fried, to obtain the right gembus, which is not overcooked or hard. As already mentioned, gembus is not only served as snack, but sometimes it is also suitable to serve as a side dish. Ori Village, which is located in the district of Kuarsan, Kebumen, is famous for its cassava gembus. Most villagers in Ori have the expertise to make the gembus. Nowadays, buyers' interest in gembus as a unique souvenir from Kebumen is increasing. Many gembus sellers then also serve it raw, so you can fry it for yourself at home. Gembus in raw condition can last about 3 days as long as you don't wrap it for too long time. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today featuring gembus, typical snack from Gombong, Central Java.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing Belimbing Wuluh for rabbit breeding. So stay tuned in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Belimbing Wuluh or Averoa belimbi is a plant that is easy to grow and found in various regions in Indonesia. The sour fruit is commonly used as a cooking spice or an ingredient for herbal medicines. Students of Brawijaya University in Malang, East Java, tried to utilize other parts of Belimbing Wuluh plant, namely the leaves. They are Rezaldian Eka Darmawan, Galuh Dianita Fitri, and Anas Nur Hidayah. The three students used Belimbing Wuluh leaves to treat diarrhea in rabbits. According to Reza, the research started after complaints from Karang Ploso rabbit breeders in the district of Malang Regency, East Java. Other team members, Galuh Dianita Fitri, explained diarrhea caused by E. coli bacteria are common in rabbits during the rainy season. According to her, because the farmers are already familiar with cattle, they use antibiotics for cows in rabbits. This condition is not appropriate because the dose is too high. Diarrhea medicine from Belimbing Wuluh leaves is named Rabbit Herbal Antibiotic or Rabeltic. The leaves is rich in tannin, which is also contained in many guava leaves. During this time, guava leaves have been used by major drug companies to make diarrhea herbal medicine for humans, while the leaves of blimbing wulu has not been widely used. From the research, it was found that 16 grams of the tannin extract mixed with 100 milliliters of distilled water is optimal dose to inhibit the growth of E. coli bacteria. Armed with results of previous studies and existing references, the three students managed to create ribald tick. The three students have even managed to sell the herbal medicine to market at a price of 19,000 rupiah per 100 milliliter. Eka Rezaldian Darmawan said diarrhea medication use is very easy by mixing 2.5 milliliter ribaltic in rabbit drinks. He said the test had given satisfactory results. He added diarrhea in rabbits can lead to dehydration and death. This should be addressed appropriately so that farmers do not suffer losses. He said that his study will continue to be developed. The results of his study would be good news for farmers and rabbit lovers. They hope this drug can be used for humans. However, further research is certainly needed considering the organs in humans is more complicated. Well, that was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters or emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, listener, thank you very much for your reception reports on our broadcast, and we really appreciate it. Well, now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Bidan Chandra Sanya in India. Hello, Mr. Bidan Chandra Sanya. Thank you for your email, December 26, 2015. In your email, you asked some materials, for example, New Year calendar, program schedule, and also any gifts of Voice of Indonesia. Thank you for your email, but we are really sorry because at this moment, we cannot provide them. Maybe next time we will send it to you. For program guide of our radio, you can visit our website www.voa.co.id. You can find the program schedule there, and you can also listen to some of your favorite segments and everything about Voice of Indonesia. Okay, Mr. Bidan Chandra Sanya, we are waiting for your criticism, suggestions, and also reception reports of our broadcast through your next email. Thank you very much. And before we read another email, we'll play a beautiful song. This song is also for our regular listeners. Wherever you are, enjoy the song.
Biarkan aku jadi yang terhebat. Jadilah kamu kekasih yang kuat. Manusia yang paling butuh kamu, membutuhkanmu hatiku. Memalingkan pandang hanya padamu, pada hatimu. Jangan lelah.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Shivendu Paul in India. Hello, Mr. Shivendu Paul. Thank you very much for your email dated January the 5th, 2016. In your email, you said that our program quality is very nice. Our new designed website is also colorful and documented, according to you. Thank you for your compliment, but unfortunately, we cannot provide your request, in which your request for magazine stickers and also calendars, as well as our country map. But for program schedule, you could visit our website. You can find the program schedule there. Well, Mr. Shivendu Paul, thank you for tuning in our radio, and we will play a beautiful song for you. Enjoy the song.
Cara satu kali saja sebagai ungkapan kata perasaanku padamu telah cukup lama ku diam di dalam
Listeners, you are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. And now we'll continue to reply an email from Claudio Tagliabue in Italy. We have received your email on January 11, 2016. Hello, Mr. Claudio. Thank you for being a regular listener of Shortwave for over 40 years. So, what is your favorite program? Do you listen to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia every day? Please send your reception reports of our broadcast. Well, Mr. Claudio, we are waiting for your criticism through your reception report. Thank you very much. Well, listener who are listening to our radio now, we'll play a beautiful song special for you. Let's check it out.
Tiap aku mendengar suara kamu, rasanya mau bilang iya. Maafkan kamu, terima kamu kembali. Aku tahu kamu sangat menyesal, aku pun juga tak sempurna. Cerita kita tiada yang bisa gantikan. Namun ada satu yang terjadi, hatiku cinta kamu tapi tak bisa mau kembali lagi. Ulang semua, aku tak mau lukai kamu. Bisa rasa seperti dulu, rusak sudah aku. Kalau ku ingat-ingat lagi sayang, hatiku berhenti di kita. Tiada yang bisa gantikan. Namun ada satu yang terjadi, hatiku cinta kamu tapi tak bisa mau kembali. Aku tak mau lukai kamu. Tubuhku butuh kamu tapi tak bisa rasa seperti dulu. Rusak sudah aku. Aku sudah.
listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked our and visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and for being our regular listeners. And we also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to info@voi.co.id, info@voi.co.id, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit our Facebook fan pages, Voice of Indonesia, and also the Voice of Indonesia. Or you can also follow our Twitter at Voi Indonesia, at Voi Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our listeners' mailbag for this week, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Ania Sana. Thank you for listening. And we'll meet again next week in listeners' mailbag. Bye-bye.
Tidak, bila kau jatuh cinta, terus terang sajalah, buat apa berdusta. Cinta itu anugerah, maka berbahagialah. Sebab kita sengsara bila tak punya cinta. Rintangan pasti datang menghadang, cobaan pasti datang menghujam. Namun yakinlah bahwa cinta itu kan membuatmu mengerti akan arti kehidupan. Cinta itu anugerah, maka berbahagialah. Sebab kita sengsara bila tak punya cinta. Rintangan pasti datang menghadang, cobaan pasti datang menghujam. Namun yakinlah bahwa cinta itu kan membuatmu mengerti akan arti kehidupan. Marilah sayang, mari sirami cinta yang tumbuh di dalam diri. Marilah sayang, mari sirami agar merekah sepanjang hari. Marilah sayang, mari sirami agar merekah sepanjang hari. Rintangan pasti datang menghadang, cobaan pasti datang menghujam. Namun yakinlah bahwa cinta itu kan membuatmu mengerti akan arti kehidupan.
mengerti akan arti kehidupan. Masih banyak pilihan ada di depan mata. Ku tak salah melepasmu. Oh, ku tak salah melepasmu. Oh, ku tak
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.